So if you're saved, you've probably been under attack many times since you got born again by the world. And you've always gotten through, you know, the coat of many colors. What was that guy's name? Joseph. Isn't that who it was? He had 11 brothers and they threw him into slavery. If you're going through a battle, any kind of battle, and you know something's not right, you say, something ain't right. This ain't right. Something ain't right. And you feel like you're being targeted. The way I do it is I think the worst. I think the worst thing possible. I look at all the data points. When somebody says something, if anybody says something bizarro land, I start taking notes. Especially if somebody's trying to take away your free will and your independence, and is, you know, you're like, do you realize who you're talking to? Have you lost? And somebody's trying to manipulate you. If somebody's trying to manipulate you through little subliminals, and you see a pattern, you know, they might not say, well, I remember being the ex, one of my exes, well, if you love me, we'll do, you know, trying to manipulate you to do something using, if you love me, you would do this, you know. Manipulation and witchcraft, you know, sorcery, manipulation, all that stuff. And, you start taking notes, and the picture starts to reveal itself. So you start taking notes, and the truth always reveals itself in their contradictions and their words, you know, and their patterns and behaviors and actions and all that stuff. And if they say something bizarro land, make sure you write that down. If somebody says, you made me look bad. You wanted to make me look bad. What are you talking about? Who's around? In front of who? What, you got a camera on your... You got a hidden camera or something? Is this the Truman Show? What are you talking about? I made you look bad. You know, stuff like that. It's like, no, you made yourself look bad because you went off the deep end and started acting stupid. You made yourself look bad, Jezebel. Anyway... You take notes, and, you know, when you go to a job interview, you're looking at the job, and you're analyzing, you're saying, okay, should I get in this job or not? And they're looking at you, should we hire this person? And you got a 90-day, you got a 90-day probation period on that job, you know. That's what they call it, but who knows. So before you make a change in your life, you need about a 90-day window there at least before you make a serious change, you know. There's a lot of tools that you can use, you know, in the field that I've worked in most of my life. We train on human, we actually go through training every year about human trafficking. And also we go through training about, you know, to be aware of our surroundings. And I'm pretty much a security guard. That's one of my roles. That's not my title, but that's one of my roles, security guard. So I'm always watching behaviors. The way people move, the way their body language is, the way they act, the way they look. I did have a security job one time, but it wasn't real fun because you just worked there at third shift and nobody was out there. It was just sitting in a booth. Part-time job. I've worked a lot of jobs in my life. But because I take a role of security, I'm looking at patterns. If you have a car that their tags are out, or you get a car dented up, everybody can have a wreck, but there's little red flags and then there's big red flags. If the tags are out, big red flag. if a car's dented for some no reason, that's a little red flag. But you start to take notes of your surrounding, right? The only way I was able to survive in the business that I'm in is to be hypervigilant. And I've had people try to come into my world when you're working and you're like, I don't think so. You know, I'm pretty chill with people. I trust people to get kind at the beginning. But then when I start to see one little red flag, there's certain behaviors that when I see certain behaviors, like it's a huge red flag, you know, certain patterns of speech and body language and birds of a feather flock together. Like that one lady that stole from a resident, I think she stole $2,000. And she tried to con me, you know. But I put her through a test. Yeah, I said, you should have tested her. Why'd you give her that money? You shouldn't have gave her all that money. You should have put her through the test. And never think that a person's working alone. You have to realize if somebody's like, I'm by myself, I'm working alone, that's very rare. That's the way I am, but most people are not that way. There's usually somebody in the background that you don't know about that's helping them out. If it's one of them love scams, I don't know, what do they call it, honeypot or something like that? And they're trying to rush in. You already know the game. If they say, we got to do it now, love bomb, future faking. Well, let's buy this house together. Let's do this. Well, I haven't seen your paycheck. I don't even know if you're telling me the truth, if you're really making what you're saying you're making. And I don't even know if you work there or not. I don't even know anything about you. What are you talking about? Something don't smell right. Something don't smell right. I forgot what I was talking about initially from the get-go, but it's mainly to protect yourself, how to protect yourself. And you need to think the worst. And over time, you build that trust. It takes time. Now, if somebody's drinking, they're going to say some crazy stuff, you know. But if they're drinking, why do you need to be with them? If they're drinking, why do you need to be with them? Why aren't they going to the treatment center and getting help? If you got to drink something every day to calm your nerves or something, something ain't right. Go get you some magnesium glycinate. If you can't sleep, go get you some magnesium glycinate and see what happens. Take it about 8 o'clock. See if you don't sleep like a baby. I know the worldlings can say some crazy stuff, and they see you as a target. They think you're naive, you know. Nobody in the whole world knew that I get trained on human trafficking every year, and I do pretty much security. So if one of my roles is security, then I'm trained to listen to words, Look at patterns. See if they're contradicting themselves. You know? I mean, it's really not complicated. It's really not that hard. And if you think you can deceive somebody because you've deceived ignorant people, uneducated people, people on drugs and people drinking, if you've deceived people who are drugged out of their mind or drunk, yeah, those are people are easy to deceive. But if you try to deceive somebody who's out of your league when it comes to mental, you're wasting your time. You really believe that you're smarter than somebody who studied their Bible their whole life and went to school for math and engineering and who's been a landlord for 20-some years, and you don't think I've seen every game in the book? You don't think I've seen every game in the book? Not to mention, I was raised around them. I was raised around psychopaths. The funny thing about the psychopath, the sociopath, the narcissist, the con artist, the human trafficker, the thief, they always reveal what they are. They all have the same pattern of talk. They always type the same pattern. They say the same stuff. You're like, why would you say that? Why out of the blue? I don't even, you know. Let's say you go out on a date with some gal on her first date. She says, well, I'll always have your back. What are you talking about? Where'd that come from? You're trying to use NLP programming to program me to believe that I can trust you? Is that what you're trying to do? You're trying to use subliminals under the radar, under the threshold, to try to get me to trust you? Is that what you're doing? I'll always have your back. What? Really? Where'd that come from? What kind of programming is that? See, people who are psychopaths and narcissists, they try to program your thinking. Just like when you watch TV, the system's programmed, you listen to music, you're being programmed. The narcissist, the Jezebel, is a master manipulator. She's a programmer. She's done it with so many men. She can program you, and if you're not aware of it and you never experienced it, she's programming you. And she's good at it. But if you've been through it before, you see her. She can't hide. They live. They live. They really do live. These people are master manipulators. And they get better over time, but they get worse over time. Because think about it. As they get older, they can't manipulate the younger ones because they're older. So they got to try to manipulate somebody their age, and somebody their age has already been through all their games. They've seen it. Had family members. Somebody said something to me recently, and I said something they were trying to do or something. I said, my sister makes you look like a joke. Man, I'm not even joking. I got family members I don't trust. I don't can't be around them because I don't trust them. They'd probably throw me under the bus in 2 seconds. If you're not saved, I don't trust you. If you're bar hopping, I don't trust you. If you're drinking every day, I don't trust you. And never will. Because I saw what happened in my family. There's certain habits that you do that I won't ever trust you, because I've seen it my whole life and what it does, what they're, the reason they're doing it. There's a reason they have an addiction. They're trying to drown out their conscience. I wish I'd have took notes on my first and second wife. I would have really been a millionaire now, because I could have put in the book how to catch a Jezebel. How to defeat a Jezebel. I remember there was a turning point in my life. I was dating this girl. I'm not proud of it. And we were together, but I didn't like her, you know, I just didn't see it like being a, I didn't really like her, like a, she was nice and all, but just what, something wasn't there. You know, some people you're just drawn to instantly. It's like you have, it's like you've always known each other. You know, it's like a soulmate, you know. It's like, oh, I don't know you, but as soon as we met, everything was jive. But a lot of that could be act, they could be acting, you know. But you just felt like, you know, you've known this person forever. But some people, when you're younger, I was really young. I feel bad about this. I had to ask God to forgive me. But it's like the devil put a female in my life. We were dating for a long term. I'd go see her. She'd come see me. She says, well, is this going to become anything? She said, if not, I'm moving back to New York. Because I got a job offer. And I wouldn't answer her, because I was kind of dependent on her company, you know. But it was like God convicted me. Because it wasn't fair to her, you know. And I made it very clear. You know, that was companionship. I remember that. I've been alone for a long time, but it was companionship, but I was never going to marry that woman. And she figured it out. She had one of the reasons she had a son. And I wasn't going to raise somebody else's child. I wasn't going to do it. I should have been honest. When I was young, I didn't know what I know now. I'm a totally different person. I was really young, immature. I don't know. I got the cops driving around my neighborhood. They must know something. I got a lot of police riding around the neighborhood this week. Just had one go by, 10 o'clock. You know, 3 o'clock is the witch's hour, right? So, if they're going to do anything, they're going to do it about 3 o'clock. Make sure you got your shotgun loaded and your door bolted down. the biggest red flag with somebody who's a friend of me, you know, are they stealing your peace? God is a God of peace. The devil wants to steal your peace. Somebody that's up to no good, their body language reveals it. If they're a psychopath, they, you know, if they're not a psychopath, they're nervous acting, you know, they're nervous, you know. They got these nervous behaviors like a squirrel, they're squirrely. But if it's a psychopath, the psychopath goes the opposite way. It's like they're just totally, totally stoic. They're not even human looking. Their eyes are, when you meet a psychopath, they just stare you in the eye. And there's just no emotion, no smile, no emotion, nothing. Can you imagine what I'm getting ready to say? What I'm getting ready to say, if it triggers you, if you're in this situation, I'm sorry, but I'm just telling you from my perspective. Can you imagine living in a house with somebody, being married to them, and not ever communicating? That would really suck. I remember I had a deacon. I go visit him, ask him Bible questions, and him and his wife, she was Pentecostal, he was Baptist. And they were yelling at each other. I'm over there visiting. I'm like a stranger, but I go to the same church as he goes. She didn't know me. And they're yelling at each other. He's saying, "You can't lose yourself." She'd say, "That's a lie," because we were talking about eternal security or something. "That's a lie," because he was saying, "No, you can't lose your salvation." "That's a lie." He'd say, "Shut up, woman." I'm like, "What?" I thought to myself, I'd be living by myself. I'd be building me a shed out back, living in a shed. But can you imagine living in the same house as somebody and not getting along and arguing and not having conversations and all that stuff? That'd be terrible. It'd be like living in hell on earth. Living in the same house and you and your wife arguing all the time. That'd be hell on earth. Marriage is for companionship. C-O-M is together. P-A-N is bread. Ship is you're in the same ship with the same goals, the same dreams, you know. So if one person has dreams and it don't line up with the other person's dreams, and they're not helping each other, you know something's wrong. I've seen this my whole life because I didn't know about narcissism back then. But I say, here's what I want to do. I want to have rental properties, and I want to do this. This is my dream. And she'd say, "Well, this is my dream." I'm like, "So you're not going to help me?" "No." Wouldn't even listen. Wouldn't even listen to the concept or anything like that. It's like, okay. As I look back now, I married a selfish narcissist that it was just a gold, it was all about money and a gold digger and all that. It wasn't really about a real relationship, building stuff together, a life together. It was just they wanted to look good in front of their people. I hate to tell you, but most people don't care what you have to say. And most people can't have a healthy conversation. And most people, it's all about them. They won't listen to you. And a lot of times you ask them what their goal is and they don't have any goal. But if you're going to marry somebody, you need to be able to talk to them, have a conversation. You know? And the best scenario is you can talk to them for hours and hours and hours and still not be bored with them. If you find somebody that you can be around constantly and you're not bored and you just you can be around them all the time, that's a sign from the universe right there. Because if you think about it, most people get on your nerves. If you're around them more than 5 minutes, you're like, I gotta go do something else. If you find somebody you can be around 24/7 and be content and be happy, that's the one. That's got to be the one. Now, if you got two or three like that, then you're like, well, which one's the one? But God won't leave it in confusion. God is not the author of confusion. Everything is revealed over time. If we're going to talk about relationships, think about how because two people might be so emotionally tied, it might turn into a drama thing for a season, but eventually it has to calm down. You can't live in that state forever. I mean, it's a testing period, you know. Everything in life is a test, you know. If you're building a bridge, you're building a new kind of bridge, you got to test it, you know. And when you test it the right way. You test character, you test friends, you test loyalties, you test a job, you test your finances, you test yourself, you try the spirits of everything. And back to, I forget what I was even talking about. Oh. A lot of times, I haven't really mentioned this before, but a lot of times when God is warning me that somebody's a liar or a demon, their face will actually shape-shift. For real. Now, whether their face is shape-shifting or not, God allows me to see their true, what they really are. And it might be in a dream, too. Because when you're dealing with a person, what's really in there has to come out in some way, shape, or form. And so when you're dealing with somebody, let's say you're dealing with somebody and you're saying, well, something ain't right. I don't know. Something's off. And you go to sleep and you see this person in a dream and three demons come out of their face. I mean, that's not a coincidence, because you're already saying something ain't right, something's off, I don't know what it is, and you just see three demons come out of their face in a dream. Come on. It's obvious something's going on with that person psychologically. If you're saved and in the truth and you love the truth and you're meditating on the word and then you're living in the truth and treating everybody with respect and doing what's right and keeping your word and keeping your responsibilities and doing your calling and what God's called you to do, and somebody's trying to get in your world and you have a dream about it and you see three demons come out of their forehead, not their forehead, their face just has three demons, and you're like, oh, let me just hold back, let me slow down and see what's going on. So in other words, to stay safe, You think on the worst, you know. Is this person trying to get me in human trafficking? Is this person trying to steal my identity? Is this an insurance scam? Is this, you think the worst. Because if you think the worst, and you start to see patterns that line up to one of those things, you call them, you say, well, why did you say this? Or what is this? And if they don't really, if they get all emotional and been out of shape, it's not, look, this is new. I just want to know. Why are you, what are you saying? If they get all bent out of shape, that's probably because they're hiding something. Because you're just trying to figure out, hey, can I trust you? Because at the very beginning, you said, oh, I got your back. Well, prove it. Answer my question. If you really have my back, answer a question, because I'm trying to figure out what you mean by this question. And if they can't, because you caught them, it's a red flag for a reason.